You are listening to New Media Conversations with AIDS.gov.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Michelle Samplin-Salgado, the new media strategist at AIDS.gov, and was originally posted on February 12, 2013. Social media and mobile apps are great tools to connect to people. For example, you can connect to your former high school sweetheart on Facebook, share photos with your family on Instagram, send an e-card to your partner, or tweet about the awesome date you had last night. You can also use apps to track your loved one's health, send reminders for appointments and dates, or search for services and locations. For Valentine's Day, we've put together a list of some apps and social media sites that you can use to show others you care about them and their health. Let someone know you're facing AIDS for them. It's not just for World AIDS Day anymore. Since we launched the Facing AIDS Anti-Stigma Photo Sharing Initiative 5 years ago, thousands of people have uploaded photos and messages about how they're facing AIDS for their partners, spouses, family members, and friends. Valentine's Day is a great time to upload your image on the Facing AIDS site, or with the Facing AIDS iPhone app. With the app, you can send your photo via text message or email, or upload it directly to Facebook and Twitter to let everyone know you care. Send an e-card reminder to get an HIV test. HealthFinder.gov has e-cards for every occasion, including a reminder to get an HIV test. CDC offers e-cards about STDs as well. What better way to show someone that you care about them than to encourage them to know their status? Try connecting someone to HIV testing locations and services. After you've reminded your loved ones to get an HIV test, help them find the site nearest them. You could do so by using the HIV/AIDS Prevention Services Locator, and yes, there's an app for that too. In addition to testing sites, you also can use the locator to help them find housing, behavioral health and substance abuse services, and other support services. Raul Posas at Metro Teen AIDS knows the importance of these resources firsthand. He said, "At Metro Teen AIDS, we know that DC youth are active on technology, and in order to get them the information they need to protect themselves, like testing locations and other services, we need to make sure they can access it online and on their phones." Keep your loved ones in the know about healthcare. Help someone you love to learn what's happening. Follow the healthcare.gov blog for more about healthcare coverage. And don't forget to share how to subscribe to the AIDS.gov blog, as well as our audio podcasts on iTunes at the store Conversations with AIDS.gov. Share information and knowledge. Whether you're living with HIV, working in the HIV community, or caring for someone you love, there's a lot of information to learn. The National Institutes of Health, or NIH, AIDS Info has tremendous wealth of information. And in addition to the AIDS Info online resource, they have the HIV/AIDS Glossary app in both English and Spanish. They've got widgets and lots more. You can also check out the HIV/AIDS Prevention Bilingual Glossary widget from the Office of Minority Health. And the videos and the HIV Basics section of AIDS.gov can help start a conversation about HIV. With these tools, you'll always have important HIV information at your fingertips. Lastly, encourage others to protect themselves. And also, protect yourself. February 14th is not only Valentine's Day, it's also National Condom Day. The New York Department of Health's Condom Finder app is a tool to help users find free condoms in New York City and to access sexual health information. It's available for iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and Windows smartphones. Just search for NYC Condom to download the app. While currently this app is only available in New York, we look forward to other cities following suit. So this Valentine's Day, how are you using social media to show you care? Follow the conversation at blog.aids.gov.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at aids.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov or find us on Twitter and Facebook. Thank you for listening.